Hey, this is Ed Peterson.
And this is John Kilticke.
This is the High Gain Podcast.
High Gain Podcast.
Yeah, what do we talk about, John?
We talk about guitars and whatnot.
Great. Where are we recording from, John?
Snowy, beautiful West Seattle, Washington.
It is super snowy out there.
It is.
I had to climb up a hill in, 6 inches of snow, John.
Yeah, it seemed about that.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. We don't do that here in the beautiful West Seattle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. I put my cat out in it to see what would happen.
Yeah.
And he froze. I don't mean froze, got like, cold.
Right.
I mean he, like, stopped moving.
Was that Junior?
Yeah, that was Junior.
That's great.
Yeah.
So he was into it.
No.
I brought waffle syrup butter out there.
Yeah.
And he jumped around. He loved it.
But he's got the long furs.
He's got the long furs, and he got very snowed up. He got a lot of snow all over him.
Snowed up.
Yep. He was not into that, but he did like the snow.
Guess what, Ed?
What?
We've got a guest.
Oh, no. It's our good friend, Steve Malibu.
What's up, guys?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's so awesome to be here. This is so great.
We've been getting these emails from Steve since pretty early on, bitching about all our inconsistencies. Oh, he's shaking his head like that's not what he does.
First of all, you asked for the emails. Second of all, they were like constructive criticism. I think I was very nice in most of them.
That's true.
That was
I was being unfair.
We're pleased as punch to have you here, Steve Malibu.
Yeah, Steve brought us one of his guitars.
Oh, my God.
You know?
I did.
And we brought Steve a little beverage.
Beverages.
What do you got there?
I brought you a Americana Delicious Vintage Handcrafted Thinger. I got Huckleberry for myself. What did I get you, John?
I've got black cherry, and we got Steve Malibu cherry flavored. What do you think of that, Steve Malibu?
I think that sounds pretty good. You guys go ahead and drink that. I brought my own. Hold on 1 second here. Oh, yeah. What I got here is a Def Leppard Pale Ale.
From Elysian Brewing?
Yeah, it's imported.
From Capitol Hill, well, you know.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Def Leppard.
We talked about them last week, I think. Steve Clark?
Steve Clark.
R.I.P.
Drank himself into the ground.
Did he?
Absolutely.
It does seem crazy that they had a member of their band drink himself into the ground, and then they licensed a beer.
Yep.
They don't give a shit.
Fuck no.
This Americana beer. It's from Orca Beverage.
And where's that?
Orca Beverage up in Mukilteo.
That sounds pretty local.
Maybe some northwest of us.
I picked up a carburetor there once. Yeah, got off of Craigslist.
And you know what I thought with this Americana cola?
Yeah.
We should pair it up.
Oh, pedal pairing. Did you order the pedal yet?
Get him over here.
Yep. Where's that waiter? He's got to be somewhere.
Your pedal, sir?
Oh, yes, there it is. Okay, great.
Great. Kick it.
That is a rat pedal.
Rat. What's the guy's name from Slayer that played on all the Beastie Boys?
Kerry King.
Kerry King.
Played all over that shit.
This is a reissue of the original rat pedal.
There's another something going on there, isn't there?
Yeah, there's another something going on, but tell me.
Yeah.
What do you think of the pairing?
The rat and the Americana?
Yeah.
I think it's great in that they're both like classics, sure.
Goes fucking great with this Def Leppard Pale Ale.
Does it?
Delicious.
Yeah. Is the rat on?
It is not.
Is there a guitar pedal on?
There isn't.
You got some overdrive, you got some delay.
Uh-huh.
Right?
That is because I'm playing a Fernandez Zoe number 3.
Zo?
Yeah.
Where'd we get that guitar?
We got this from Steve Malibu.
And you know where I got it?
No.
In fucking Tokyo. I don't know if you guys ever been there.
No.
Hey, shout out to all my Tokyo peeps. What's up, guys?
What were you doing over there?
Oh, I was fucking hanging out. So I walked into this guitar store, and there it is, and it's hanging there, but it's got the fucking American flag on it, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, look, guys, I gotta take this home. I gotta repatriate that motherfucker.
Right.
I played it all over Japan and all over the world, really.
Steve travels the world looking for new and exciting carburetors.
Carburetor's an important part of the vehicle. If you don't have it, you just can't get any oxygen to the engine. So I gotta travel with a guitar.
It is meant to be a travel guitar,
yes.
I guess.
Travel guitar with a flag on it.
Yep.
And tons of electronics built in, so its default setting.
Yep. It's got a crazy headstock on it.
Take into consideration the shape of the body.
Right.
And that headstock.
Uh-huh.
Does it look like any kind of an animal to you?
Oh, is it an elephant?
Yes. In Japanese, zo is.
Elephant.
Elephant.
Is that true?
That is very true.
I buy it.
I'm glad I didn't know that when I bought it.
You're not into the elephants?
I mean, it's a majestic animal.
Sure.
Don't get me wrong.
That headstock is crazy.
Yeah, it's like an elephant trunk.
This guitar, I'm not sold on it yet. I do like that other thing it's got, John.
Oh, yeah.
It's got a drum machine. Is this an expensive guitar?
Man, I don't remember. I think I traded some stuff for it. I had some like AC/DC t-shirts and
sure.
Some jeans.
I don't know anything about these guys.
These guys start out in 1969 as the Saito Music Instruments Company.
Saito-san was a good friend of mine.
They produced primarily flamenco acoustic guitars. That was their jam in 69.
Sure.
Until 72.
That's Smoke on the Water year.
Machine Head.
Is that the name of the album?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What else came in 72? Black Sabbath.
I tell you what, Born Again with Ian Gillan on vocals.
Yeah?
Incredible record. Ozzy's gone.
Okay.
Dio jumps in, makes a few amazing, incredible records with those guys.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Who?
Ronnie James Dio.
Oh.
Come on.
When did he die?
I don't know. A while ago. And then they throw fucking the best rock singer of all time.
Who's that?
Ian Gillan from Deep Purple. They just throw him in there. Drive the bus.
Into Black Sabbath?
Right.
I didn't know any of that.
Where you guys been? Ow! So you take that voice that's so great from Deep Purple and Jesus Christ Superstar, by the way.
What?
What do you mean what?
Who was in Jesus Christ?
Man. Ian Gillan
yeah.
from Deep Purple
right.
was Jesus.
No shit.
In the recording of Jesus Christ Superstar. Go listen to that, because it's incredible.
I'm not into it.
He is the best rock vocalist of all time. I will stand on that mountain and defend it against all you motherfuckers all day.
All you motherfuckers.
Take this cup away from me, for I don't want to taste its poison.
What's he doing these days?
Ian Gillan?
Yeah.
Still fucking touring in Deep Purple because he's awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So 72, was that the Nixon election?
R.I.P.
Nixon? Do we have to? Really?
No, we don't.
Okay.
We don't.
Best Bob Seger record of all time, back in 72.
You know he's going on his final tour.
I was supposed to be there last night.
Was he here?
The Silver Bullet Band loaded in to the Tacoma Dome yesterday
right.
morning.
Yeah.
And then they canceled it.
Oh, my God. And you had tickets?
Fuck yeah. I was halfway there.
He was going to walk in the snow.
In mm-hmm. the snow. I'm really sorry.
So 72, that year,
yeah,
that's when Saito-san, Steve Malibu's buddy.
Yeah, his guy.
Yeah, he decides to go Electric Man.
Okay.
And with that, we need a new name to better reflect where we're going.
Fernandez,
with an S at the end.
Huh. Did you dig into that? Why'd they pick that name?
It's fucking obvious.
Okay.
Edward.
Lay it on me.
They made these Spanish guitars. Spanish name, we're Japanese. Who cares?
It's curveballs all over the place today.
There we go.
Eventually, they become the biggest guitar manufacturer in Japan.
In 72
yep.
in Japan.
Yep. They're specializing in clones like a lot of the Japanese cats are doing.
Like the Ibanez boys.
They're doing primarily Gibson and Fender clones.
Mm-hmm.
And they switch up the names. If it is a Gibson clone,
yeah,
they brand it Bernie. B-U-R-N-Y. Bernie.
Bernie.
If it's a Fender clone,
yeah,
like a Strat, Tele,
sure,
it's Fernandez.
I've never seen a Bernie guitar. Is that a thing? Did they have any on the wall in this guitar shop? Any Bernies?
They have a special room in the back they don't let me into.
Okay. So this thing, it's all crazy looking, and it's got a little speaker in it, too.
Yeah.
What about that? Whoa. Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's got built-in effects you can toggle through.
Ooh.
That's pretty funny.
It's like Frampton in my pocket. One time I was on the subway and I wanted to play a little Do You Feel Like I Do. Turn it on, switch it, bam, you're there.
I don't know much about Frampton.
First name Peter.
Frampton, first name Peter.
Yep.
Okay.
They're clones?
Yeah.
Turns out, very well made.
Every manufacturer that we start with, those first guitars, killer quality. You know, I guess the companies that start with shitty quality, maybe you don't really care about them because they start wrong.
Yeah, and then eventually they get hit with the economic stick.
Right.
And then they have to, like, outsource. And
capitalism, baby. Uh-huh.
The capitalism stick.
Bring it on.
Yeah.
How are we going to pay this CEO, like, $18 million a year if we're building quality instruments?
Yep.
That ain't going to work. That ain't going to fly.
Everything always starts out with a passionate person behind it who has a great idea to do something fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And then as they get success, they got to, like, start to optimize around profit. And then next thing you know, it's like, oh, well, I got to save a little buck here, a little penny there.
Buck here, penny there.
Let's make this thing shittier.
Right.
All you guys out there thinking of stinking the joint up?
Yep.
Steve Malibu's got your number. Watch it.
Yeah, watch it.
So they were really well made,
okay.
Especially the pickups.
Mm-hmm.
They went and got older guitars from America.
Yeah.
And just kind of reverse engineered them.
Okay.
In fact, those pickups are still considered some of the best vintage replicas ever made. You know Mark Knopfler?
Nope.
Dire Straits?
Mm-mm.
He's awesome.
Yeah. He had a Fernandez Strat style.
Yep. Chicks for free.
Right.
I want my MTV.
Yeah.
Brothers in Arms. Song makes me cry every time.
Yep.
It wasn't just them. It was our good friends in the hair band community.
Uh-oh.
Really like them as well.
Uh-oh.
Steve?
Here we go.
Can you name this?
All right.
The hot seat. Don't feel so good, does it?
The high gain hot seat.
I know it's not good. It's, let me see if I can kind of zero in on this.
Would a year help?
It sounds like one of my favorite bands of all time.
Yeah.
April Wine, but it's not.
No.
They're like trying to rip off one of my favorite bands of all time.
Sounds like 1983.
82.
Oh.
Nice. So it's not Autograph.
Nope.
Are they Canadian?
No. That, my friends, was Night Ranger.
Oh. That was Brad Gillis, probably.
It was. Yeah. It was Brad Gillis, and he played Fernandez.
Good
Fuck
job.
You, Edward.
Yeah. It's going great.
Yeah.
Until it's not.
No.
Mid-1980s, they stopped making these awesome copies under threat of legal action.
Oh, that's weird.
From our boys at
Fender.
Gibson and Fender.
So they were straight up like they looked like Les Pauls.
They did. And these dudes were playing them because, as I said, they were really good.
What's the deal nowadays? Like, a ton of boutique guitar manufacturers make straight-up Tele copies. What made it lawsuitable in the 70s, 80s?
It makes me wonder if it's money. Oh, Steve Malibu's raising his hand. Yes, Steve.
That was supposed to be a silent cue. It's the magic of radio.
Right.
You guys will get it. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Anyway, what was I going to say? These companies, at a time when sales were starting to kind of go down, the DJ bullshit was taken off or whatever, they're like, hey, we'll license the shapes.
A little piece of the pie.
They probably just figured out a way to actually make money off of somebody else's ripoff of their guitar.
I bet they don't do that.
Steve Malibu was correct.
It's not going well for Edward today.
You're learning a lot from me today, Edward.
I'm not into it.
So there's an album that comes out about now?
Yeah.
And the guitar player recorded most of this album on his Fernandez.
Killer. You don't know who this is?
No.
You're killing me over here, Edward.
Come on, Ed.
Yeah, I don't think Steve knows who
it is. Fucking Metallica.
It is. Oh. It's a title track from Ride the Lightning.
Yep.
He had a Fernandez Strat style.
Really?
Yep. He still plays it a lot.
I will go on record as saying that is their best record.
I think Master of Puppets is pretty fucking great.
It's great.
It's really good.
Not the best.
It's probably their high water mark.
That would make it the best.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Who played a Fernandez?
Kirk Hammett.
Wow.
buzz.
Sure.
You might be asking yourselves, but you're probably not, because you're not that keyed in right now.
No, right, I'm not, yeah?
Fernandez.
Yeah.
Japan.
Right.
Making this shit.
Yep.
People are playing them.
Love it.
Very popular.
Great.
Do any of the Japanese cats play them?
Yeah.
Mm. Turns out, yes, a lot of your favorites.
Oh.
Do you know the band X Japan?
I like that panning of the guitar.
These guys, not fucking around.
No, why would they? Secret Hitler? You know about that game?
Racist.
Racist.
Glad you think it's funny. Really exercising your privilege there, Edward.
Yes.
I kind of like how Steve Malibu calls you Edward.
Yeah, I That's do nice. Too. Yeah.
Does anybody call you Steven?
My mom, when she's real mad.
Ooh. So what does she say when she's mad?
Steven, put the dirt down, hide the shovel, and get in here.
Put the dirt down.
Rub this stuff on my feet.
Rub my feet. All right.
A song called Tokyo.
Bucktick?
Yeah, featuring our man Hidehiko Hoshino.
Ooh.
Ow.
Huh.
1989.
They're mixing it up. There's a lot of weird shit going on in this. Okay. All right.
Yeah, you know them.
Bucktick?
Bucktick.
Okay.
Yeah. Now it's getting heavy.
Okay.
What were you doing in 92?
I was in Pullman, Washington.
Hmm.
Fucking around.
92?
Yeah.
They're going for the next ring, man. The Fernandez boys.
Okay.
We got to crack America. Crack it. Yeah. Fernandez USA establishes itself in Los Angeles, California.
Whoa.
92.
92.
They're building custom stuff. They're building signature shit.
Fernandez? No one plays that fucking guitar. Okay, Kirk Hammett. Once. I can't think of a single Fernandez player. Who
Steve Malibu, motherfucker. I'm right here.
Yeah. I'm in the room.
How's that thing play?
How's this thing play? Steve Malibu, how's this thing play for you?
I thought you'd never ask. It's the easiest guitar to play that I own. I have an idea in my mind, and I can just like transmute that sound through my brain and my fingers, and it just comes out of that guitar. It sounds exactly like it does in my brain.
Is that the only guitar you have?
Fuck no.
Okay.
Well, John, what do you think?
It is very easy to play. The action's low. The neck is pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like an elephant.
Yeah.
And if we haven't said it already, got no amp, it's got a built-in speaker. So that's kind of nice. You can take it anywhere.
You can go busking with it.
How is this thing powered if it's not plugged in like we are now?
It chews through 9 volts like an elephant chews through a banana. They sell an accessory. It's like a strap that has a built-in battery pack, and you can actually upgrade to C cell batteries.
Does that look like a bandolero of bullets, but it's your C batteries? Just
that
like...
is the coolest fucking thing you've ever said, Edward.
So in 2005, this band, Kashmir, plays this song. He's playing Fernandez.
Pretty bass forward.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's good stuff, nice and heavy stuff. Why do I play that, you might ask?
Yeah, why?
So they've been around a long time.
Long time.
Our guys, Kashmir.
Yeah.
And they are named Kashmir because in 1991, they were forced to change their name.
From Led Zeppelin?
No.
Are they spelling it like the sweater or like the place where I bought that hash that one time?
Like the place you bought that hash that one time. Yeah, yeah. In 1991... in Denmark, they were called Nirvana.
Oops.
So, yeah, they had to change that.
You should be able to have, like, any name you want, and you just got to be the best Nirvana, right? So it's like, there's three Nirvanas, but the best one is that one.
We should totally be the best, what's that Smoke on the Water band?
Deep Purple?
Killing me, Edward. Literally, I'm dying.
Wank segment.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, God.
This is done with a model called the Native Pro Fernandez, and this is 2007.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it Radiohead?
Yes!
Is it Ed O'Brien?
Yes!
Nailed it! Oh my god.
It plays a model called the Native Pro.
Yeah.
It's got the sustainer in it.
Yeah.
Do you know about the Fernandez sustainer?
No.
Oh my god, Ed.
Do you know about it, Steven?
I'm guessing it's a little bit like an Ebow or something like that.
You get a little box that's pickup sized, so you can drop it in wherever you want. So what does it do? The magnetic field generated vibrates the string endlessly. Hit a note and hold it, it'll just sustain forever.
Sounds like an Ebow.
Yep, except you don't have to use your hand to hold your Ebow because it's built into your guitar. Ed O'Brien likes that.
Yeah.
Kirk Hammett likes that. They like it.
Ed O'Brien just plays a lot of shit. He just plays a lot of weird stuff. All right, so then what's Fernandez doing?
Oh, they're still doing stuff.
Are they still in L.A.?
They're still in L.A. They're still doing stuff.
Do they have any manufacturing in L.A.?
I don't know.
We don't know shit about this guitar.
It looks like an elephant.
It does look like an elephant.
Plays great.
Uh-huh.
Fits in my bag.
Okay.
Would you buy this, Ed?
No.
Why not?
Because it looks like a goddamn elephant.
What's wrong with looking like an elephant? Let's consider.
Okay.
All the different tones you can get.
Okay.
That's got to be worth something.
Okay.
To somebody.
Ooh.
The things you can control on this thing.
Yeah.
Via the little circuity thing.
Uh-huh.
The pickup, single coil humbucker, all that kind of stuff. Compressor, amp model, equalizer, what kind of cabinet and mic, a gate, various effects like stomp boxes, delays, and reverb.
That shit's all in there, Edward. And there's a tiny drummer in there, too. There he is.
Can you change the BPM?
No.
Yes, you can.
And that, gentlemen, is a Fernandez elephant.
Is that it?
You can still buy the elephant. In the U.S., it's called the Nomad.
Is this a private company? You got any of that for me?
You know, that's very interesting, Edward.
Oh, okay.
Edward. I could find no record of them going through that bullshit of selling to a larger conglomerate or any of that kind of stuff. I think they've acted solely alone this whole time.
Really?
So,
okay.
That's nice.
That's something. That's something.
I think it's a fantastic guitar that's, you know, made in Japan. I bought it in Japan, played it in Japan.
Will you play a little something for us, Steve Malibu? Would you favor us?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to hand this over to Steve.
Uh-huh.
He's going to dial in that Steve Malibu tone.
Let's see what we can do here.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, you're really working that drum machine.
Nice, nice.
Oh, you didn't want me to just play the drums?
Well, you know. Could you put a little more phaser on that?
Probably not.
I can see why Steve loves that thing.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think this has been fantastic.
Yeah.
Where does the time go, Ed?
I don't know. I don't know where it goes at all.
No.
I don't think we had enough deaths in this one.
Well, Nixon, that counts.
I like that Roger Stone Nixon tattoo.
How dopey is that?
Oh, it's so good. I really want him to go to prison.
Yeah.
I really do.
I think that would be great.
Yep.
You know, I listen to every episode.
Mm-hmm.
Religiously.
We appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
And I did listen to the year-end wrap-up.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't in it. No mention of Steve Malibu in the year-end wrap-up. A little disappointing for me. Oh. So I just want to let you know.
Okay. Okay.
You're here now.
Doesn't it count for anything that we flew you in, Steve Malibu?
Right.
Right.
What else?
I did notice after I wrote that email.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. For about like 4 or 5 shows.
Right.
You guys would talk about what it's like to play the guitar.
Uh-huh.
And after that, you just stop fucking doing it.
Right.
Obviously, it doesn't matter to you guys.
No.
Right.
Right. Correct.
So own it.
I think it's commensurate with the quality of the guitar itself. So if I say, man, I hate this fucking guitar, I don't like the way it sounds, I wouldn't own this, I'm not into it.
Yep.
You could probably assume that I don't like the way it plays. But if I say, like, wow, this thing is just fantastic, this is super quality, listen to this thing, it's got a bite, I'm probably into the way it plays.
I think there's a way to objectively discuss how a guitar plays. You could talk about fret size.
Fret size, Ed.
The setup matters, too. You know, when you get stuff from Thunder Road, it's going to be set up to be pretty easy to play.
They ThunderRoadGuitars.com?
ThunderRoadGuitars.com.
Good guys.
Yeah, good guys over there.
Frank, Alex.
Chandler.
You go over there much, Steve Malibu?
All the time. Yeah, I can't afford any of that shit. That's why I go in there. It's like I can touch it and play it, and then I don't have to buy it.
Yeah. They're building a market on that.
They love that. They love me in there.
Yeah.
I'm their favorite guy. Here he comes.
They do a very similar thing when John and Ed come walking by.
Oh, no. Like,
exactly.
Yeah, those guys.
Yep.
Actually, they give you guitars and you don't give them any money and you just walk out with it and you play it on your own kick-ass radio show and then you just give it back.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking guitar library for you guys.
It's really great.
That's pretty good. The Thunder Road Guitar Library.
And now we're going to go to the Steve Malibu guitar library.
Steve Malibu, do you have more than one Fernandez guitar?
I have 50 Fernandez guitars. You're just holding it.
That is great.
Yeah, he's got 50 Fernandez guitars, and I'm holding it.
Yeah.
Here's another thing I want to ask about.
How's that Def Leppard beer?
It's all right.
You are the first person on the show to drink an alcoholic beverage.
Episode 41.
41.
41.
And Steve Malibu cracked a beer.
Cracks it.
Here's another thing.
Yeah.
I think you've been saying Ibanez wrong the whole fucking time. I think it's Ibanez.
I think if you're Spanish, it is.
Well, it's a fucking Spanish word. Why would you say it any other way?
Because it was co-opted by the Japanese.
What's up with Ibanez and Fernandez both being Japanese?
Ibanez was taking advantage of the classical guitar craze. Andre Segovia toured Japan.
Yeah.
Created a huge tidal wave of enthusiasm for acoustic and flamenco style guitars, such that Ibanez could not fill the demand. So you go to Spain, our man Jimmy Ibanez. Yeah.
Ibanez, Spain.
And then once Jimmy Ibanez splits, they take the name or buy the name, license the name, I don't know what.
Whatever the fuck. All right.
All right, then.
All right.
Steve Malibu, thank you very much for showing up.
It's been a pleasure honor.
I'm glad you answered the call, aren't you, Ed?
I'm ecstatic.
Yeah.
Ecstatic.
This was fantastic.
Yeah.
Let that be a lesson to you, viewers.
Right.
If you bug us enough,
we'll just
fly you here and talk to you about stuff.
Yeah, send us emails, and we actually will invite you on. That's sort of how it works.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah, but first step is you should go on that iTunes, the Google Play, whatever. You should leave a review.
Yeah, we like that.
Maybe write some nice words.